To say there's no love lost between the often outspoken incumbent Sid Miller and his opponent Trey Blocker is an understatement. When the two Republicans sat down for a debate organized by Grassroots America, the conversation seemed civil. The moderator, Joanne Fleming, asked Miller about increasing the fees on agricultural equipment immediately after being elected in 2014. Texas lawmakers and state auditors criticized that decision, which resulted in a $7 million surplus for the state agency. Miller defended the move.
I can assure you that maybe not all of them, but most of them, we're either going to rebate those fees back to the farmers and the businesses, or we'll just lower the fee across the board.
Brandon Rodenhouse, political science professor with the University of Houston, says it's probably one of the more colorful but also politically interesting statewide primary elections because of what the results will tell us about Republican voters.
Because this race will show us the degree to which legal or ethical vulnerabilities of Republicans' incumbents are going to fare in a Republican primary.
But Rodenhouse says Blocker has some of his own vulnerabilities. Miller asked Blocker about some of his past political campaign contributions to Texas Democrats, accusing Blocker of being a Republican in name only. Blocker works in Austin as a lobbyist for several organizations.
My opponent has made this accusation several times and tried to call me a Democrat because of it. You know, our president, Donald Trump, has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democrats over the years, and I've never heard my opponent call Mr. Trump a Democrat.
Rodenhouse also says typical Republican primary voters are hardline conservatives who won't tolerate any Republicans supporting Democratic candidates or their causes. Early voting for the primary begins February 20th. The primary election is March 6th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.